started. I wonder if you'd just tell me a little bit. Let me put this up here. If you'd just tell me a little bit about Sorensen, about its history, and maybe what the people do around here. How do most of the people make their living?
Well, they mostly put wood.
Uh-huh.
And we have some merchants, and the merchandise, and curtain time. You know the word curtain time?
Uh-huh.
And some farm, little patches around and about.
And you were born and raised right around
3 miles.
3 miles
south. Isn't it southwest from here?
What's your religion?
My religion is Congregational Christian.
Okay. Is there a church near you?
Oh, there's 3 right here.
I mean, a Congregational Christian church?
No closer than Baxton.
Uh-huh.
15 miles up, my church.
I thought that might be a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a job?
No, only cooking. Raising children.
That's a good thing to do. That's a full-time job in itself.
Yeah.
Well, would you mind telling me how old you are?
84.
84? Good gracious alive.
Mm-hmm. I was 84 in March.
Golly, well, that's wonderful. Now, let's see. How much education have you had? Did you go to
I went 7th grade.
7th grade.
Yeah.
Okay. And who are most of your friends? Do they live around here? Are they people from church or?
Well, everybody mostly is my friends, but I know everybody mostly here. My neighbors, my son, he lives here, right here. And I have another son down here, and Ms. over here, Mr. Albert.
Uh-huh.
And Miss,
Uh-huh.
And Ms. Mrs. A.C.
Well, I imagine you know just about everybody in town.
Almost.
Since you lived here so long.
Almost everyone.
Well, have you ever traveled much?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's good, because that means that you...
I've been to Florida once in my life.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I've been
great.
To Atlanta, I think, 3 times in my life.
Well, you're not missing anything. There are too many people there. Do you know where your mother and father were born? Or raised?
My father was raised in Tatnall County,
uh-huh.
Glenville. And my mother, I guess she was raised probably in Appling, wasn't she?
No,
she
that.
Was Leggett.
But anyway, it was someplace around here.
Yeah, near. Not uh-huh. too far.
And how much, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Oh, around 6.
No, she means what do you call it?
Oh, daylight.
Well, do you have an expression with sun in it? Sun something. When the sun first comes up.
No.
Daylight.
Daylight.
Daylight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wouldn't say sun up or sunrise?
Well, could. Sun up.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Call it sundown.
Okay. Now, let's see. When the big hand of my watch is over there, what time is that?
You mean,
this one.
Is it 10?
No, ma'am. This is, what I'm interested in is when it's 15 minutes before the hour. How do you express that?
I say 15 till.
15 till?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say 15 till, and some people say quarter till. And these questions sound silly.
Yeah.
I know, but they're
interesting. I always say 15
us.
Or 20 till. Uh-huh. 12 till. Uh-huh. I never did go back.